Allen, the Northern Freeze, and high school football from 94.1 The Falls and online crfradio.com.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. You're on 94.1 FM, The Falls, and online at trfradio.com. Jameson St. Germain here from Jay Sorensen Memorial Field in Argyle, Minnesota today on the brink of our doubleheader in Section 8 nine-man football. The first one today features the Northern Freeze and the Stephen Argyle Central Storm. The Freeze with a record of 0-2 on the season. Haven't been fortunate to play a game here in the last few weeks. So the last matchup was with the Black Duck Drakes just a few weeks ago. And as for the Storm, they come off of a win up in Hallock against Kitson County Central last Friday night. So the Storm record sits at 5-0 on the season. More to talk about here in just a few moments as we're getting started a little bit earlier today here in Argyle for this one slated for just about a 1 o'clock kickoff between the Freeze and the Storm. We'll start off with our coaches' comments. First, we catch up with the visiting head coach. It is Adam Gast of the Northern Freeze, just talking about, again, this frustrating season, just with all these circumstances surrounding each team, and just the fact of the matter is we get a game today here in Argyle.
Coach Gast of the Freeze. Coach, it's good to see you. How are you?
Pretty good. It's nice to be back out on the field. It's been a few weeks now, so.
Coach, you know, we've talked about it all season long in these interviews with other coaches I've had, and it's just been, some teams have been more fortunate than others, but at the same time, at least the main thing is the kids are getting out here today.
Yeah, exactly. You know, some teams are getting all their games in. You know, us on our actual team, we haven't had any positive cases this year yet. You know, it's just been limited with contact tracing, things like that. So it is the way it is, and we're just happy to be back out playing.
That's right, Coach. So just talk about it. You got a group of resilient young men here. I know it's a very limited number, and I say very loosely a very limited number today, but either way, they're out here today. And so just talk about your team in general this season so far.
Yeah, you know, we brought 10 guys today. You know, it's a pretty limited number for a nine-man game, but, you know, these guys wanted to play, and I asked them the other day. I said, we're only bringing 10. You guys want to play? And they said, for sure. These guys, you know, the teams that we played this year, we played Winnemac and Black Duck so far, and then we played Stephen Argyle now. I mean, all those three teams are, like, I believe, 16-2, you know, their records. I mean, we played some good teams this year, and, you know, the Black Duck game, our last game, we hung in there most of the game, and it didn't work out the end for us, but, you know, we have a good group of limited number of kids, and if they go out there and play hard, you know, anything can happen with these guys.
Yeah, and Coach, of course, it's important to say the least on the other side of it too, that the fact that it's the final week of the regular season and already the postseason getting here, but normally we wouldn't be saying that in a normal year, but it starts next Tuesday already.
Yeah, next Tuesday is first round, and you know, how we play today is going to end up on how it's seeded, I believe. You know, it's a little bit different seeding this year. Us coaches get a vote on it, so it'll be it all depends on how each team plays, and that's, you know, how the coaches will, I believe, will vote.
All right, Coach. Well, great to chat again. It's been way too long, I believe, since last season, and best of luck to your boys today.
Thank you so much, and hopefully we can pull out some good stuff here today. So.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
The Coach Adam Gast of the Northern Freeze. Next, you'll hear from head coach Ethan Marcus of the Storm.
With Coach Marcus of the Storm. Coach, it's Thursday, and nonetheless, the field looks ready to play for this one, doesn't it?
Yeah, we've got some staff here, Jason Hooper and Carl Kroll and Karen Gunderson all kind of pitch in, and I don't think it could be much better, you know, under the circumstances, so we're pretty fortunate to have those people working for us.
That is, they cleared it off pretty nice with all the snow we've been getting in the last few days, and so Coach, regular season finale is official today, and you can see a team that, you know, they're limited numbers, but the main thing is we're getting the game right here today.
We're getting the game, and they might be down a little bit, you know, that's too bad. I know that they started out a little bit better, but it's beyond everyone's control here with the virus situations and things like that, and who knows what else can happen. So we're all thankful to have a game today.
That is, Coach. And so now talk about your team. Again, another successful week last week up in Hallock. You took down the Bearcats, and so Coach, things still seeming to click for you guys here down the stretch.
It was a nice game. There was a good competitive game. I thought the Bearcats played a good game, a good effort, and I was happy. I thought we had a much better performance than the week before, so excited for that, and you know, looking forward to getting in that next step today.
All right, Coach, so we'll just wrap it up then. Just give us some keys here for the Storm on their home field for the final time in this regular season.
Well, I think it's important that we not get caught up with the circumstances here with our opponent or the weather conditions and all that. We got to focus on ourselves and our team and putting the best performance we can together.
Coach, as always, thanks for the chat, and good luck today.
Thanks for having us on.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That's head coach Ethan Marcus of the Stephen Argyle Central Storm. Break when we come back. Well, we'll get more to our pregame show here in just a few moments. It's the Northern Freeze and the Stephen Argyle Central Storm in Section 8 nine-man football regular season finale from Argyle this afternoon right here on 94.1. Welcome back. Moving on now to our starting lineups here in our pregame show today, brought to you by Falls Towing. We start with the visiting Northern Freeze. Again, just 10 players suited up for the Northern Freeze today. So here is their starting nine, as we'll, it'll be pretty much, again, both ways here for the Freeze as well on offense and defense. So starting for the Freeze, a junior, Brady Skime. Starting also for the Freeze, sophomore, Nolan Bakke. Junior, Blake Sillenpa. Sophomore, Jackson Clegstead. Junior, Austin Kotzman. Senior, Mason Scholeen. Senior, Anton Budaszewski. Senior, Easton Olsen. And senior, Adam Morstead. So again, it's Skime, Bakke, Sillenpa, Clegstead, Kotzman, Scholeen, Budaszewski, and Olsen, along with Morstead, for the Northern Freeze. They're coached by Adam Gass, assisted by Tom Mackey, Sean Donarski, and Eric Minnaw here this 2020 high school football season. Next, you hear the starters for the Storm after this mess. Back now, the starters for the Storm of Stephen Argyle Central.
Oh, put me in cold. I'm ready to play today. Put me in cold. I'm ready to play today.
A senior, Jason Lindgren. A senior, Brandon Kroll. A senior, Zachary McGlynn. Sophomore, Demetrius Oberg. Senior, James Peterson. Senior, Caden Mooney. Junior, Colton Paniak. Senior, Cole Shapansky, and senior, Joshua Petrushevsky. So again, Lindgren, Kroll, McGlynn, Olberg, Peterson, Mooney, Paniak, Shapansky, and Petrushevsky for the Stephen Argyle Central Storm. They're coached by Ethan Marcus as head coach, assisted by Matt Kralik, Tony Sobranski, Jesse Sunby, and Zach Risky this 2020 high school football season. That's your starting lineups for both teams. Each team being announced out of the field. We'll take one final break. National anthem next as well. It's the Freeze and the Storm, Section 8, nine-man football from Argyle right here on 94.1 The
Healthcare.
And welcome back again, Thursday, November 12th, year 2020, the first of our two games in Section 8 nine-man football today for a doubleheader here on Thief River Falls Sports Radio. First, the Northern Freeze and the Stephen Argyle Central Storm. And here is our opening kickoff today, brought to you by Pennington Square, Pennington, Maine, and Thief River Falls. The Freeze will kick off to start. Storm return. James Peterson picks up the football, takes it right up the seam, and Peterson crosses midfield and finally angled down near the 45-yard line. In Freeze territory, good return there by Peterson. And they will spot it at the 43-yard line. Make it the 42 in Freeze territory here for the Storm, as they will get the football first, as mentioned. Sporting their home navy blue uniforms with the gold pants, lightning helmets. Freeze on the road with their white uniforms with the blue lettering and numbering and the blue helmets with the Freeze logo. First and 10, the handoff to James Peterson running to the far side, and he's rolled down inside the 35-yard line, bringing him down on the play on the far side. Was Nolan Bakke along with Anton Budaszewski for the Freeze.
Tackle made by number 44, Austin Kotzman.
So a good run there by Peterson on first down.
Second and 3 coming.
Of 7 yards. So second down and 3 now for the Storm. Just inside the 35. They give it to Lindgren. Lindgren cuts inside. Now back outside. And he goes down the sideline. Inside the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown. Jason Lindgren will take it from 34 yards. And the Storm strike early here in Argyle. A 34-yard run for Jason Lindgren. Excellent season where he's been putting up 2 to 3 touchdowns each game to their first 5 games. And Lindgren continues his success today on his first carry with a 34-yard touchdown run. And on the extra play, Colton Maniac. And Lindgren hold. Snap down, hold is good, kick on the way, it is up, and it is good. Here for Colton Paniak, 11-13 to play in the opening quarter. And he's nothing here at 90 for a wonderful. And welcome back, and on the return, Nolan Bakke here, the sophomore for the Freeze, with a good return. As Bakke takes it up just beyond the 35-yard line, and Freeze spotted at the 38. So a good run back for Bakke. And now the Freeze offense on the field as they'll start the market at the 37-yard line. And quarterback for the Freeze is Brady Skime, the junior. He comes out. here for this first down play. Flanking out to the right is Budashevsky here for the freeze at wide receiver, first down and 10. They give it off up the middle to the running back, Blake Sillenpaugh. He's met right away at the line of scrimmage, and Sillenpaugh going to be brought down here for a loss on the play. And it'll be a loss of two here on first down for Sillenpaugh. Bernie bringing him down for the stop. The second down and about 11 here for the Freeze, just beyond their own 36-yard line in their first offensive possession of the ball game. Again, great to have you with us. First of two games here on the Thief River Falls Sports Radio Network. This one on 94.1 The Falls. We'll switch over to KTRF for our other game tonight. Goodrich Drigla at Warren Alvarado Oslo. Coming up about a 5 o'clock kickoff in Warren this evening. Second down and 11. The give, or this time Skyme just keeps it himself, and Skyme going to be brought down near the line of scrimmage here. Bringing him down on the play was Joshua Petrzewski. And Peterson was there on the stop as well. So no gain for Skyme. Brings up third down 12 here for the Northern Freeze. Again, some snowfall falling here in the last 24 hours or so, but I tell you what, this field crew in Argyle did a nice job getting this field ready with the snow pretty much cleared off. You can see all the line, yard lines pretty well, and a nice job here at Jay Sorensen Memorial Field by this crew. Third down and long here for the Freeze. The I formation set here as Skyme rolls up to the right to pass, and he's brought down here for the sack as Cole Schapansky meets him there to bring him down for the loss on the play. Back at the 28-yard line, a loss of 7. Therefore, Skyme, just nothing he can do there. Schapansky was right there as Skyme was rolling up to his right. Brings up fourth down and 18 here for the Northern Freeze. And they'll head back to punt here. Is punting here for the Freeze is Easton Olson. And back deep for the Storm, Jason Lindgren. So Olson gets the snap here, gets this punt away. Nice high kick. And Lindgren will field it at his own 46. Lindgren angles to the left, has a wall in front of him here, and gets some blockers upfield. Lindgren and tiptoes the sideline, cuts inside of a block, and now inside the 20, and finally brought down out of bounds. A good return there by Jason Lindgren on the play. As he's brought down inside the 20-yard line, and that's where the Storm will start their second possession. So a good run back there by Lindgren, spotted at the Freeze 18-yard line. A good return, as mentioned, of 36 yards for Jason Lindgren. And now Demetrius Oberg, who started at fullback, he'll come on the sideline for this series. The senior Michael Jacobson will be inserted into the lineup now for this next possession. First down and 10 for the Storm at the Freeze 18. In motion goes Peterson left to right. They give it to Jacobson right up the middle. And Jacobson with a hole in front, and he takes it in for the touchdown. Michael Jacobson, 18 yards on his first carry. And that makes it a 13-0 lead now for the Storm in this first quarter. So Jacobson comes in and takes it in from 18 yards out. Here with 7:43 and counting left in this opening quarter as the Storm will attempt the second extra point here in this opening frame. So again, 13-0. So far a 34-yard touchdown run for Jason Lindgren. And now an 18-yard touchdown run for Michael Jacobson, who now comes back in for this special, this extra point for the Storm as Paniak. And this one goes off the side of his foot. This will go wide to the right, no good. Here for Colton Paniak. He's now 0-for-1-for-2 on his extra points today. 7:05 left in this opening quarter. It's now the Storm 13. And the Freeze nothing back. A squib kick here by Colton Paniak. And the ball was ripped free here, but the Freeze actually will keep it. They rule him down. It was Austin Kotzman on the return. They mark him down on the play, so it will not be a turnover. The Freeze will keep the football here. 6:31 left in this opening quarter. Storm 13, and the Freeze nothing. Freeze on now for their second possession on the return from Kotzman. He was marked down at the 34-yard line in Freeze territory. So they'll start their second possession there. Skyme under center, first down and 10. Skyme this time will give to his Cillenpaugh, and he's met right away. Jason Lindgren and Joshua Petrzewski on the stop as well, as Lindgren got in there right away. Takes him down for a loss. Four on first down for Cillenpaugh. Brings up second down and 14. Here's we're over halfway gone in this first quarter. Here from Argyle this afternoon. Again, the Storm at 5-0. The Freeze at 0-2. Again, just the two games. They played Winnemac and Black Duck so far. Both teams are doing very well along with the Storm. I think Coach Gast had mentioned between Winnemac, Stephen Argyle Central, and Black, the Freeze, three opponents running today. Of course, they have, I believe, 15 or 16 wins on the season. Quite impressive, and it's just a tough schedule for them, as limited as they have been. It's now second down run here for Nolan Bakke, and Bakke carries off the left side. He'll pick up a couple here on second down. So Bakke with his first carry of the ball game, and that'll bring up third down and about 11. We'll give him three that on the carry for Bakke. And the Freeze, six seniors on their thin roster this season, but plenty of youth coming back here with the freshman class and some sophomores and juniors mixed in as well. So they'll have some good youngsters coming back as well. You know, not to say we're jumping into the next season already by any means, but just talking about some of the youth on this roster. Storm, however, with 14 that they'll graduate this season with 14 seniors. Third down at 11 here for the Freeze. Skyme back to pass, rolls to his left, pump fakes once, now throws over the middle pass, intercepted by William McGlynn, the sophomore cornerback. As McGlynn comes up and steps in front of the receiver as he was looking for Easton Olsen downfield was Skyme, and McGlynn comes in and gets the interception. And the Storm now will take over at the Freeze 36-yard line. It was just under 4 minutes left in this opening quarter. The game's first turnover, and the Storm take over now, as mentioned, at the Freeze 36. So first down and 10 here for the Storm. In motion goes Lindgren. They give it this time to Demetrius Oberg, and he's met right away. A great tackle there by Easton Olsen. And Olsen brings him down for no gain on the play, as Oberg had nowhere to run on that first carry for Demetrius. The fourth different ball carrier now for the Storm is so far Peterson, Lindgren, and Jacobson. Now add Oberg to the mix, and now they bring in Riley Clausen. He'll come in at one of the wingbacks for the Storm. Second down and 10 here for the Storm at the Freeze 36-yard line. And snow continuing to fall here. More like flurries, I should say, in Argyle this afternoon. Second down and 10. They give to Clausen from the left, now running to the right. And he's met again. And right there is Easton Olsen. Ball came loose on the play. And it is recovered by the Northern Freeze. They come up with a turnover here. So a nice job by the Freeze defense, as Easton Olsen comes up with a big tackle on the play, and Kotzman comes up with a recovery. And so now the Storm turn it over, and the Freeze will have it again here at their own 38-yard line. Following the first Storm turnover of this ball game. So first down and 10. Here's Skyme under center. Here for the Freeze offense back on the field, and they give it to Cillenpaugh right away, and met right away, I should say, by Mooney and Schapansky, and they make a stop on Cillenpaugh. Just nowhere to run there for Cillenpaugh on first down.
No gain, maybe a loss of one on the play.
And he'll be brought down for a loss here on first down. Ken talking with Coach Gass. The Freeze were fortunate to get a few days of practice in this week in preparation for this already regular season finale, and a season that, of course, has been very abnormal, to say the least, but nonetheless, moving forward, and now a playoff starting next Tuesday, November the 17th. Second down and 11 here for the Freeze from their own 37. And this time, Skyme will just take it himself up the middle, and Skyme finds running room as he'll get it up just beyond the 40, a run of three there for Skyme.
Of all three on
so
the
third down and eight now for the Freeze around their own 40-yard line. here as we approach the two-minute mark, now with 1:40 left in this opening quarter. Oh, now third down and eight, the give to Sillenpaa. Sillenpaa brought down in the backfield here. A nice stop on the play. And Petr Cieszkowski makes the stop for the Storm. A loss of a yard on the play for Sillenpaa. So fourth down and 10 here for the Northern Freeze in a punting situation. So the Freeze defense comes up with a turnover, but unable to cash in here as they'll punt it away from their own 37-yard line. Olsen once again to punt. Back deep, Lindgren for the Storm. Already returned one 36 yards, and now he tries again from his own 33. Lindgren again to the left sideline. Gets a block here from Kroll. Tiptoes the sideline and now just goes out of bounds. Crossing midfield up to the 47. So Lindgren with a run back of 16-yard return for Lindgren.
First and 10.
And now the Storm offense back on the field to take over for their fourth possession of this opening quarter. And we'll see if they decide to wait for the second quarter before they run a play here. And it looks like they will do just that. So that'll bring us to the end of the first quarter here in Argyle today. It's the Storm 13 and the Freeze nothing, as we'll be back for the second quarter after this. Welcome back. Start of the second quarter here in Argyle this afternoon. Storm 13 and the Freeze nothing. Storm will have the football here. Starting at their own 33-yard line. Here moving from left to right. Here to start the second quarter. Klaassen in at running back again for the Storm. First down, they give it to Peterson, the fullback up the middle. And Peterson diving forward, crossing the 35, spotted at the 36. It'll be a run of three for Peterson on his second carry of this opening quarter.
And Blake Silva in on the stop as well.
And Scholeen takes him down. So Scholeen with the tackle for the Freeze. A 3-yard run for Peterson, second and 7. A toss to the outside, a fumble by the Storm, and Nolan Bakke comes up with the turnover as the Freeze force their second turnover in this first half. And Bakke comes up with the recovery for the Freeze. So great field position and a chance for the Freeze here, as they'll take over at the Storm 30-yard line following the turnover. He's second on the Storm. So the Freeze now at the Storm 30-yard line. First down and 10. Here is Skyam in the shotgun. He rolls to his right and looks downfield. He throws. It is incomplete. He was looking for Bakke, and a nice play by James Peterson to break it up before it could get to Bakke. Second down and 10 here for the Freeze. The first pass attempt of the ball game for Skyam. So second and 10 for the Freeze at the Storm 30-yard line. Still Storm 13, Freeze nothing. Here with 10:45 left in this first half in Argyle. And Skyam back under center now in this next set. He gives it off for Sillenpaa. Sillenpaa tries to find any running room possible, but Joshua Petr Cieszkowski is there to wrap him up for a loss on the play, and he helps him up along with McGlynn. After the tackle is made, a loss of three for Sillenpaa.
Loss of three will bring up third down and 13.
So third down and long here for the Northern Freeze, back at the 33-yard line. 13 yards to go. Third down and 13. Twins to the right, Bakke and Olsen. Here for Skyam. He rolls to his right after taking the snap. Skyam looking for it all. Throws downfield for the end zone. It is incomplete off of the fingertips of Brandon Kroll, the defensive back for the Storm. He was looking there for Budashevsky.
Ball is incomplete. Brandon Kroll.
And incomplete. It falls. So it brings up fourth down and 13.
Bring up fourth down for the Freeze.
For the Freeze. And Skyam showing off his arm strength, getting that ball downfield to about the 5-yard line. Was looking for Budashevsky on the play, and the Freeze will keep the offense out there and go for it again. Same set. Twins to the right with Bakke and Budashevsky. And Sillenpaa behind his quarterback Skyam in the backfield in the pistol set. Fourth down and 13. Skyam rolls to his right. Pump fakes a few times, now takes off and runs. And has some running room, cuts it across field. And he stays on his feet, and he's going to be close to a first down here. He needed the 20, and he might be just short on the play. We'll see what the where they mark it here, as they mark it about the 21. And again, he needed the 20, so I think he is a yard short, but a good effort there by Brady Skime. He picks up 12 on the scramble, and he comes just short of the first down by a yard. But nonetheless, good improvisation by Skime, seeing some running room downfield. His receivers were all covered, but he comes up just a yard shy. So the Storm will take over from their own 21, following the turnover on downs by the Freeze. Still 13-0 Storm, 8:55 to go in this second quarter in Argyle. Zachary McGlynn back in at quarterback here, first down and 10. He fakes the toss, throws downfield, wide open Brandon Kroll inside the 40, and Kotzman runs him down at the 45. A great play there. He had Paniak and Kroll downfield. He hits Kroll with the reception. A 34-yard pass play there from McGlynn to Brandon Kroll on the first pass attempt for McGlynn today, up to the Freeze 45-yard line. The first and 10 Storm here on the move at the Freeze 45, leading 13-0. In motion goes Peterson. They give it to Demetrius Oberg, the fullback, right up the gut, and Oberg spins his way forward. He's brought down at the 46-yard line, bringing him down on the play. Adam Morstead on the step. And Choline as well. A 4-yard pickup there for Oberg on his second carry of the ballgame.
Second and six
now at the 41. 7:48 left in the second quarter. 13-0 Storm with the lead here in 94-1 The Falls. Also online, trfradio.com, and on the Falls mobile app. Download it today for free on either your smartphone or your tablet. Second and six, Lindgren in motion. They give to Oberg once again, bouncing it outside, but he can't get away on the play as Cody Sanford makes the stop. Oberg does get 1 yard in the process, but Sanford there on the far side makes the stop for a 1 yard pickup. Third and five for the Storm.
About a yard on the play. Third and five coming for the Storm.
So third down and five here for Stephen Argyle Central. They rotated a new player at guard now. Braden Nordland coming in for Joshua Petrzewski. Third down and five. They toss it up to Peterson to the right. Picks up the first down and spins his way forward down to the 30-yard line. A run of 10 for James Peterson.
Tackle made by number 44, Austin
Kotzman. Kotzman bringing him down.
First down.
And the Storm pick up their fourth first down of this first half. A 10-yard run for Peterson. And now coming in for the Storm on offense as well, Logan Nordinia replaced Colton Paniak at the right side tight end position for the Storm. First down and 10 Storm at the Freeze 30-yard line. McGlynn under center. He'll fake the toss. He rolls and throws downfield to Brandon Kroll. And Kroll slipping down as he tries to extend forward and just out of his reach, but again lost his footing. And it falls incomplete. Second down and 10 for the Storm at the Freeze 30-yard line. As he did have Kroll open downfield, but again, Kroll just losing his footing there at the last split second and slipping down and the pass falling incomplete. Second down and 10. In motion from right to left, Lindgren. They give it to Oberg up the middle, and Oberg finds running room, falls to his knees at the 25, and is going to be marked down there. A run of five more for Demetrius Oberg. And Morstead with the stop for the Freeze, along with Mason Scholine. So third down and five here for the Storm.
Five coming for the Storm.
At the Freeze 25-yard line, 5:25 left in this first half. And now we get a timeout called here by the Northern Freeze. 5:24 to go in the first half. Freeze calling Earl's Market timeout. We'll take one as well here on 94-1 The Falls. 13-0 Storm late in the first half. Third down and five. They toss it out to Lindgren, and Lindgren will be marked down at about the 22-yard line. He'll pick up three on the carry. Bakke brings him down out of bounds. So fourth and about two here for the Storm. They're at the Freeze 22-yard line, needing the 20 to move the chains here. So fourth and two, the Storm offense stays on the field. And they give it to Oberg up the middle, and Oberg diving forward, and I don't know if he got there. He might be short. He gets down near the 21, and I believe the Storm have come up short here on fourth down, depending on the spot. And they are short of the first down, so a great stop by the Northern Freeze as Anton Buduszewski leads the charge on the stop, and the Storm will turn it over on downs as well. Identical field of play as well as the Freeze had it down to the Storm 21-yard line when they turn it over on downs, and now the Storm do the exact same at the Freeze 21 and turn it over on downs here. So the Freeze will take over at their own 21. First down and 10. They give to Sillenbach. Skyme will keep it and actually lost his footing on the play, and he'll be brought down at the 18-yard line. So Skyme losing his footing. And that'll bring up second down and long here for the Northern Freeze. Back at the 18-yard line. 4:15 to play in this first half. Keep in mind, coming up, we'll have our Jay Swanson Agency halftime report to break down this quick first half in Argyle today. Now second down run. It is Skyme to the outside. And Schapansky the first to get there and shove him out of bounds for the Storm. And Skyme will get about a yard on the carry. So it'll be third down and long for the Freeze.
Third down coming for the Freeze.
Ball marked still at about the 18. After the quarterback keeper by Brady Skyme. So third down and 12 here for the Northern Freeze at their own 18-yard line. Bakke and on the far side along with Sanford split out to the Twins right here for the Freeze. And Skyme rolls out to the right, and he's pressured. Ball comes loose on the play. Colton Paniak with the strip sack, and it is recovered here by the Storm by Caden Mooney with the recovery. And so a turnover. Each team now has turned it over twice in this first half.
The turnover will give the Storm first and 10 with great field position.
Again, Colton Paniak gets the strip sack, and again, Caden Mooney with the fumble recovery. So the Storm come up with a turnover, and now they'll have it at the Freeze 13-yard line. First down and 10. In motion goes Peterson left to right. McGlynn fakes the handoff, rolls to his left, throws to the end zone. It is caught for the touchdown. Two defenders on Brandon Crone. He rips it away from Nolan Bakke and gets the touchdown reception. A nice pass there by McGlynn, letting his receiver go up and get it, and Kroll did just that for the touchdown.
And Kroll wrestling it away for the touchdown throw.
Second reception for Kroll today. Now for a total of 47 yards for Brandon Kroll. And now Paniak on for his third extra point try of this first half. And William McGlynn now the new holder. Snap down, hold is good, kick on the way. It is a moon kick here for Paniak, and it goes through the uprights.
Carson Sobranski, hold by
3:11 to go in the first half. It is now the Storm 20, and the Freeze nothing here from Jay Sorensen Memorial Field here on 94-1 The Falls. And welcome back. Paniak boots the deep here for the Storm. And returning it here for the Northern Freeze on the far sideline. And with a head of steam, here is Nolan Bakke. And Bakke gets across the 30. And Bakke gets a good return for the Northern Freeze. Spotted down at about the, depending on the final spot here, he crosses the 30. They'll spot it at about the 33-yard line. So a nice return of 20 there for Nolan Bakke. Restart from its own 33-yard line. First down and 10. 3:02 to play in the second quarter in Argyle. First down, new quarterback in. This is Easton Olsen. He throws downfield into a traffic here, and it is intercepted here by Brandon Kroll.
Number five for the Storm, Brandon Kroll.
A wall of defenders waiting for that one. He was looking downfield. Him and Skyme just trading positions here. Skyme now at receiver. And Olsen was the new quarterback. He throws it downfield, and Brandon Kroll comes up with the interception. So nice play there by Kroll, high pointing that football. and getting the turnover. The ball spotted that midfield here for the Storm. The third Freeze turnover of the half. Now five turnovers in our ball game. Three for the Freeze and two for the Storm. Storm 20, Freeze nothing. Here late in this second quarter with 2:45 to go. In motion is Peterson. First down, they give to Jacobson, and he is met right away in the backfield. And a good gang tackling play there by the Freeze with Morstead and Sholeen, along with
loss of about one on the play,
73. Brzezinski as well. Brings up second down and 11 on the loss of a yard on the carry for Michael Jacobson. So second down and 11. Storm back at their own 49-yard line. Second down, McGlynn rolls out to his left, looks downfield, and he throws across the middle. It's caught by Jason Lindgren at the 41, and he'll be spotted right around there.
Receiver in the middle, that's two.
And they do spot it there, so a pickup of 10 on the play. On the fourth pass attempt for McGlynn, first catch for Jason Lindgren today. So third down and one now for the Storm at the Freeze 41. Back in comes Riley Clausen, replacing Jason Lindgren. As we have just under 90 seconds now left in this second quarter. Third down and one. In motion, Peterson. The give to the fullback, Jacobson. Ball comes loose, and Peterson just gets on top of it. As the Freeze popped it loose again, that would have been the third turnover on the Storm, but Peterson just dives on top of it before Budashevsky could get there for the Freeze, along with a couple others as well who were going for the football. So it goes Dez, a 3-yard run on the recovery for James Peterson to avoid the turnover. 53 seconds left and counting in this half. First and 10 now for the Storm at the Freeze 38. In motion, Lindgren. They toss it left to Jason Lindgren. Bounces outside, now cuts it upfield, cuts inside of a block, and he's inside the 30, down to the 26-yard line, I believe. And they'll spot it there with 34 seconds left. So a good run by Lindgren up to the 26, a run of 12 for Lindgren. Now with 23 seconds left in the half. Storm at the Freeze 26. First down and 10. Peterson in motion again left to right. McGlynn back to pass. Throws downfield for Paniak. It is caught for the touchdown. Over the shoulder catch by Colton Paniak. A beautiful throw by Zachary McGlynn. Led his receiver all the way. And with 11 seconds left, it is the second passing touchdown for McGlynn in the half. A beautiful strike downfield to Paniak from 26 yards. It makes it a 26-0 lead now for the Storm. And Paniak will stay on the field and attempt his fourth extra point. He's 2 for 3 in this first half. He sent this last one up near the moon on his last kick, but it went through the uprights. He'll try for his fourth time here. Snap down, hold is good, kick on the way. This one a line drive kick. It is up and it is right down the middle. It's good here for Colton Paniak. 11.1 seconds left in the half. It's now the Storm 27. And the Freeze nothing on 94-1 the fall. And welcome back, Nolan Bakke with another good return, crossing the 40. And they'll stop the clock here with 0.3 seconds left, so the Freeze will have time for one play here to end this first half. But another good return by Bakke. Freeze will get the football to start the second half as well, as they'll start this one-play possession, which, again, will only be the one play. With 3/10 of a second left, Freeze offense back out. And Skyme switching back to quarterback. And Olsen back to the line at left guard here for the Freeze. First down and 10, Twins to the right here for the Northern Freeze. From their own 41, Skyme rolls to the right. Throws across his body. It is caught here by Budashevsky. Crossing midfield and down at the 47. Tackled by McGlynn and Lindgren, and they help him to his feet as well. And that'll bring us to halftime. Halftime score, the Storm 27. And the Freeze nothing. It's time now for our Jay Swanson Insurance Agency halftime report. First, we'll break down the possessions of the half. Storm started with the football at the Freeze 43. And they would take a couple plays. Jason Lindgren would take it in for a 34-yard rushing touchdown. And Paniak would knock in the extra point. 7-0 Storm at that point. Freeze would then punt. Storm get it back at the Freeze 18 following a nice punt return by Jason Lindgren. And that would set up an 18-yard rushing touchdown for Michael Jacobson. And the extra point was no good. 13-0 Storm after the first quarter play. Freeze had their next pass attempt. It was intercepted by William McGlynn of the Storm. But then the Storm would fumble it right back to the Freeze. And it was recovered by Austin Kotzman of the Northern Freeze. Freeze would then punt it back to the Storm. Storm again would fumble, this time recovered by Nolan Bakke of the Freeze. Then the Freeze would turn it over on downs in Storm territory. They had a nice drive going, but then they would just stall, and the Storm would take over. But then the Storm would do the same. They would turn it over on downs in Freeze territory, and then the Freeze would get it back at their own 21, and a strip sack by Colton Paniak, fumble recovered by Caden Mooney of the Storm. Yeah, for the third Freeze turnover of the half, and the Storm would cash in on a 13-yard passing touchdown from Zachary McGlynn to Brandon Kroll. Extra point was good by Paniak, made it 20-0 Storm, and then another turnover by the Freeze, this time an interception thrown by a new quarterback, Easton Olsen, replacing Brady Skime. They would just switch positions. He was throwing for Skime, but intercepted by Brandon Kroll, and then a 26-yard touchdown pass from Zachary McGlynn to Colton Paniak. And the extra point by Paniak was good, made it 27-0 Storm. And then that would take us to halftime as the Freeze would run one play, and they would get a 15-yard completion from quarterback Brady Skime to his receiver Anton Budaszewski to end the first half. And that made it a 27-0 halftime score in favor of the Stephen Argyle Central Storm. Well, for the Freeze again, they had 3 rushing yards from Nolan Bakke in the first half, 5 rushing yards from Brady Skime. And then passing-wise, Skime was 1 for 3 for 15 yards. Again, his completion to Ann Budaszewski. For the Storm, 23 yards on 4 carries for James Peterson, 49 yards on 3 carries and 1 touchdown for Jason Lindgren, and 2 carries for 17 yards, 1 touchdown for Michael Jacobson, 4 carries for 10 yards for Demetrius Olberg. And then Zachary McGlynn would go 4 for 5 in the first half for 2 passing touchdowns. He would have a total of 83 passing yards. It was 2 receptions for Brandon Kroll for 47 yards and 1 touchdown, and 1 reception for Jason Lindgren for 10 yards, and 1 reception for Colton Paniak for 26 yards, and also was a touchdown as well. The Freeze would have a total of 2 first downs in the half, or excuse me, 1 first down in the first half, as it would be just that final play. 1 first down for the Freeze, 7 first downs for the Storm, 3 turnovers by the Freeze, and 2 for the Storm to end this first half of play. So again, your halftime score, Stephen Argyle Central Storm 27 and the Northern Freeze nothing. As you're listening to the Jay Swanson Insurance Halftime Report, as we'll take a break and come back for second half keys for both teams, brought to you by the Marshall County State Bank of Newfoundland. Swanson Insurance halftime report, courtesy of Jay Swanson Insurance. Halftime score, Storm 27, Freeze nothing. Second half keys, all for the Freeze. Control the time of possession as best you can on offense. Just move those chains. And, of course, on defense, you got to stop the run. The Storm have been running the ball effectively. But, again, it's been such a quick first half. Had a lot of running time in this first half due to the limited numbers for the Northern Freeze today with just having 10 kids suit up. But, you know, the main thing is they're here. And so, again, for the Freeze, time of possession, stop the run and move the chains. And now for the Storm, we'll get to their keys here in just a few moments after this message from the Mercer County State Bank of New Folded. And welcome back. The keys for the Storm now, of course, still a whole half of football left. So keep doing what you do and just keep moving the football downfield and just play fast and clean football here for the remainder of this contest. That's the keys for the contest here for the second half for both teams. And now we're just about ready for half number two here. Here in Argyle, the Freeze will possess the football to begin this second half. Again, great to have you with us on 94.1 The Falls. So second half underway here with Paniak as he boots it away downfield and picked up by Bakke at his own 18-yard line. Bakke angling from the left to the right and now cuts it inside the 30-yard line, and he's finally brought down there, a 13-yard return, and they'll spot him at the 31.
41, Riley Clausen in on the stop as well.
The Freeze will start the second half from their own 31-yard line, or 30-yard line they'll spot it at, rather.
The Freeze will have it first and 10 from the 30.
So once again, Skyme at quarterback, Sillenpah and Bakke behind him at the wings. First down and 10. And Skyme takes the snap, gives it off. There's time for Bakke up the middle, and Bakke met right at the line of scrimmage. And he is brought down for no gain on the play. Peterson and Lindgren in on the stop for the Storm. Brings up second and 10 for the Northern Freeze. So second down and 10 here for the Northern Freeze. From their own 30-yard line to begin this second half of play. And Skyme takes the snap once again, gives off for Bakke, a little halfback pass, and he throws downfield. It is incomplete. The Storm were ready for it as he was looking for Budashevsky downfield, but McGlynn and Kroll were there in front of Anton Budashevsky. So incomplete on the pass from Bakke, his first pass attempt of the game.
By number 77, Cole Japanski.
So third down and 10 here for the Freeze following the incompletion. Still at the 30-yard line. Now Budashevsky will flank out to the left side. And again, Sillenpah and Bakke in the backfield behind Skyme. Third down and 10. They'll give it, they'll fake it to Sillenpah. Rolls out to the right. It is incomplete. He was looking downfield for his tight end on the play, looking for Mason Scholine. And it falls incomplete. And Kroll knocked it down. So fourth down and 10 on the incompletion from Skyme to Scholine.
Fourth and 10 for the Freeze.
And now Olsen will get the right leg warmed up here, get ready to punt it away back to the Storm as Lindgren will stand back just inside Freeze territory at the 49-yard line on the Lightning Bolt helmet, or logo, I should say, at midfield. And Olsen punts this one away off to the near sideline. And it'll be down by Blake Sillenpah at about the 36-yard line. And that is where the Storm will take over in Freeze territory at the 36. When we come back on 94-1, the Falls Storm lead. And welcome back as a first down run here for Demetrius Oberg. He's brought down by Budashevsky at the 30-yard line. A 6-yard carry for Oberg on his fifth carry of the ballgame. Brings up second down and 4 for the Storm. 9:18 to go in this third quarter. Storm 27 and the Freeze nothing here in Argyle today. The regular season finale here for all these teams this season. Playoffs, Section 8 nine-man playoffs starting next Tuesday, November the 17th. And they'll get the seedings done here this weekend. Second down and 4. Oberg once again carrying off the left side, and he'll pick up a first down for the Storm, crossing the 25 to the 24-yard line.
Inside
brought down by Brady Skime on the play.
Made by number 1, Brady Skime, and number 58, Mason Scalene. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a Storm first down.
He's brought down at the 24-yard line. Another 6-yard run for Olbert. So Demetrius Olbert, a player that was once viewed as more of a lineman, but the Storm opted to put him at fullback, and for just a sophomore, already getting a lot of carries here in the last few games for the Storm and moving forward in their younger backfield moving to the future. First down and 10. Here's Peterson running on the right side, and Peterson tiptoes the sideline, stays in bounds, and he is in for the touchdown. A great run there by James Peterson, just tiptoeing the sideline, staying in bounds, and takes it in from 20 yards out. So Peterson on his 5th carry of the ball game picks up his first touchdown, makes it 33-0 Storm with 8:03 to go. And Paniak on for another extra point. And the extra point for Paniak is up, and it is good as Colton Paniak with his 4th made extra point. 8:03 to play in the third quarter. It's now the Storm 34 and the Freeze nothing on our Pizza Hut scoreboard on 94-1 the Falls. And welcome back. Kick downfield by Jaden Kasparovich, the new kicker, and Bakke Fields at his own 9-yard line, and it'll be brought down at about the 25-yard line. And Olbert bringing him down for the stop along with Joshua Petrzewski. 7:55 to go in this third quarter. Storm 34, Freeze nothing here at our Pizza Hut scoreboard. And the Freeze offense back on the field here, starting at their own 26-yard line for this ensuing possession. So first down and 10 here for the Northern Freeze from their own 26. Under center, Brady Skime takes the snap, hands off for Bakke up the middle.
Number 2, Nolan Bakke.
And Bakke will pick up maybe a yard here on first down on his 3rd carry of the ball game.
Number 70, Juan Martinez.
And Juan Martinez in on the stop for the Storm. Nordling coming back in as well here for Stephen Argyle Central as Paniak and Schepanski substitute out. Second down and 9 here for the Freeze from their own 27-yard line. Second down and 9. Splitting out to the left this time is Bakke. And looking to pass this guy. Throws to the left. It is caught here by Bakke. A nice catch. As the reach down is Bakke on the play. Quick hands. As it was thrown on a dart there by his quarterback, Brady Skime, and it'll be just shy of the first down up to the 35. A pickup of 8 brings up 3rd and 1. The second completion of the ball game there for Brady Skime. First catch for Nolan Bakke for 8 yards. 3rd down and 1. I formation set. Budashevsky out to the right. Split out his receiver. Skime under center with Sillenpah. And Bakke, 3rd down, and up the middle goes Skime, and he has a Freeze first down up to the 38-yard line. As he'll pick up 3 on the quarterback keeper, Will Brady Skime. So a 3-yard pickup for Skime, giving the Freeze another first down. With 6:06 left in this third quarter. Storm 34, Freeze nothing. As at this point, the snow has stopped falling here in Argyle today. A very chilly afternoon as we currently sit at temperatures in the low 20s here this afternoon. 1st down and 10. Throwing to the right is Sky. I'm looking for Bakke, but this one falls incomplete, just short of Bakke on the play. And falls down. Jacobson helps him right up. A lot of good sportsmanship happening today here on the field and under these circumstances Brings up second down and 10. The incompletion from Skyim Devaki. And now Ruminski comes in for the Storm at safety. As they rotate in some of their backup defenders along with Aiden Anderson. At end position on the far side for the Storm. And Nordling as well. Second down and 10. In the pistol set here is the quarterback, Skyim. He rolls out to his right, gets away from Jacobs and throws. Intercepted by Oberg over the middle. And Oberg takes it up the sideline inside the 15, and he's brought down there. Brought down on the play there by Blake Sillenpaugh. And Oberg comes up with the interception.
Return will bring it back inside the 15-yard line when the Storm will start.
The second interception thrown by the Freeze today. This one, again, for Demetrius Oberg. Comes up with the interception for the Storm and with a nice run back down to the 13-yard line. So the Storm will take over from the Freeze 13-yard line. And now backup quarterback Mason Ruminski comes onto the field for the Storm along with running backs Clausen and William McGlynn. Fullback is over. Aiden Anderson and Logan Nordin on the tight ends. First down and 10. They give it to Olbert. Bounces off a one tackle. Now bounces it outside inside the 10. And he'll be brought down shy of the 5-yard line. He'll pick up. I think he'll spot it up to the 7. A 6-yard run for Olbert on the play. Kotzman and Morstead with the stop for the Freeze. Second down and 4.
7 on the play.
Here for the Storm. As they're at the Freeze 7-yard line. So second down and 4 here for the Storm at the Freeze 7-yard line. Ruminski back under center. In motion goes McGlynn from right to the left. Ball loose on the play. And never, I don't know if it got to Ruminski at all. And it is loose and recovered by the Northern Freeze. They come up with the recovery. And on the recovery, I believe, was Budashevsky coming up with the football for the Freeze. And that'll be the third turnover now for the Storm. And the Freeze will take over now near their own 7-yard line. So the team's trade turnovers here, an interception by Demetrius Oberg. Now a fumble recovered by Anton Budashevsky. First down and 10, Skyim throws, and it is incomplete, nearly intercepted by Riley Clausen. And he was looking for Budashevsky on the near side. And it drops incomplete, second down and 10 here for the Freeze. 3:31 to go in this third quarter. It is the Storm leading 34-0 here in Argyle today. Second down and 10 here for the Northern Freeze. From their own 7-yard line here. Late in this third quarter with just under 3 minutes to play in this third quarter. Second down, they'll give it off to Sillenpaugh, running to the right. Sillenpaugh with some running room, crossing the 10, and he'll be spotted near the 10-yard line. Sillenpaugh will pick up 3 on the play. Ruminski with the stop for the Storm. Third down and 7 now for the Freeze from its own 10-yard line.
Freeze will have it third down and 7.
And again, here in Argyle today, with the vehicles surrounding the field, as traditions go, here at Jay Sorensen Memorial Field, and a pretty good crowd on hand. Again, early afternoon game, tough to get away from work for some people, but nonetheless, if you're not here, tuning in on the radio dial here on 94.1 The Falls. Third down and 7. It is again Sillenpaugh off the right side, and Sillenpaugh will pick up a few yards here on third down. It'll bring up fourth down here for the Freeze as Nordin and Ruminski make the stop for the Storm. And they'll spot him at the 14. A run of 3 more for Sillenpaugh.
Fourth down coming for the Freeze.
So fourth down and about three here for the Freeze. Let's see what the Northern Freeze opt to do here. Normally a punting situation, but it looks like they'll try and pick up these 3 yards on fourth down and three. Needing the 17 to move the chains here. In the shotgun is Skyim. And Skyim gives off to his running back on the near side. It's Kotsman, and Kotsman takes it near side, and he's brought down. And I'm not sure if he got there. So Kotsman took it on a tight end reverse here on the near side. And we'll see if he got it. And it looks like he got the first down. A 3 yard run for Kotsman, getting the Freeze a big first down here on fourth and three, deep in their own territory. A run of three for Kotsman. A nice play call there from Coach Adam Gast in the Northern Freeze. A tight end reverse to Austin Kotsman, the junior running back, or junior tight end, but playing running back, I should say, on that play with the handoff. Actually, a guard reverse, I beg your pardon. He's actually the right guard. First down and 10 for the Freeze at their own 17. Skyim gives off for Sillenpah, cutting it outside. And Sillenpah with running room, crossing the 30, dragging a defender down to the 37. As Claussen brings him down there, but a nice run by Sillenpah. The fourth first down for the Freeze, a run of 20 yards for Blake Sillenpah. As the third quarter winding down here with just about 25 seconds left to go. The Freeze moving the football here late in the third quarter. Now at their own 37. Following a nice 20-yard pickup on the play by the fullback Blake Sillenpah. And likely the third quarter's final play for the Northern Freeze. First and 10, they give it to Bakke with a nice block from Sillenpah, bouncing it outside, and Bakke is wrapped up by Claussen out of bounds, and that'll bring us to the end of the third quarter, but a nice run by Bakke on first down. End of three in Argyle. It's the Storm 34 and the Freeze nothing on our Pizza Hut scoreboard. Back for the fourth quarter after this. Welcome back. Second down and 7 run. Here is Blake Sillenpah on the near sideline, and he's angled down here by Raminski and Oberg on the play. And they'll be brought down at the 46-yard line.
Gain of a yard or two on the play.
A pickup of two for Sillenpah on the carry.
Third and six.
So third down and six for the Northern Freeze from their own 46-yard line. So you need the Storm 48 to move the chains here. So we just start the fourth quarter of play here at Jay Sorensen Memorial Field in Argyle this afternoon, where the Storm lead the Northern Freeze 34-0. But the Freeze moving the football here to start this fourth quarter. Third down and six. And early movement on the defensive line, but no flags. They give it to Bakke running left, and Bakke crossing midfield and pushing hard to try and get that first down. He's going to be close here. And indications the Freeze will pick up a first down. A run of six for Bakke. He got the 6 yards he needed. And he picks up the fifth first down of the game for the Northern Freeze at the Storm 48-yard line. So first and 10 here for the Northern Freeze now at the Storm 48-yard line. Under center now is Skyim on this next play. And he gives it off for Bakke running left, and Bakke down the sideline with another nice run here on first down, crossing the 40 and into the Storm territory at the 35. We'll see where they officially mark it here. He might have stepped out before that, but he picks up another Freeze first down. Another good run by Bakke. He'll be spotted at the 36-yard line. So a run of 12 more here for Nolan Bakke, the sophomore. A promising player for their future for the Northern Freeze. So first and 10 Freeze, now at the Storm 36, 9:41 and counting left in this fourth quarter in Argyle this afternoon. 34-0 Storm, Freeze with the football. Here's Sillenpah on first down, and Sillenpah with the carry. He'll be brought down here by Aiden Anderson.
D's tackle. Along with 27, that's Aiden Anderson.
Michael Jacobson as well in on the stop. And Sillenpah slow to get up here, being helped up by a couple of Storm players. Along Jacobson a little shaken up as well for the Storm. And he'll have to come off here for this next play. As Jacobson will come off the field. And now coming in for the Storm, Tyler Tonkin. And oh, now he's told to come back. Some substitutions here for the Storms. So Sillenpah picks up a yard on that carry. Now 10 carries for 18 yards. Again, it was tough sledding for Sillenpah. He actually had minus 11 yards at one time, but he's worked his way back here over the positive mark. Just no running room in that first half for Sillenpah. But now the Freeze are starting to open up some gaps here and starting to move the football. So second down and 9 at the Storm 35 here for the Freeze. And faking the handoff is Skyme, throws to his right, pass is caught here on the near sideline is Adam Morstead, and Morstead will be close to first down yardage. You're angled out of bounds by Raminski and Claussen along with Peterson. And that'll be another Freeze first down on the reception for Morstead. Up to the 25, a pass play of 10 yards there.
A 10-yard gain is enough for Freeze first down.
Skyme to Adam Morstead on Morstead's first reception of the ballgame. Freeze now with 7 first downs in the football game. Here with 7:59 to play in regulation. First down and 10. Freeze at the Storm 25. And Skyme gives off for Bakke, running left, bouncing it outside is Bakke. And wrestled out of bounds here by Claussen on the far side. He'll pick up 3, maybe 4 here on first down.
Out the
now some other Storm reserves coming in. Lennon Kasparovic along with Nicholas Wingy coming in from the Storm. And a run of 3 on first down there for Bakke.
Coming for the Freeze.
Now up to 28 yards on the ground on 7 carries, averaging 4 yards a carry. Here's the sophomore Nolan Bakke today. Second down and 7 here for the Northern Freeze at the Storm 23. And a keeper, a naked boot on the near side here by the quarterback, Skyme, and it worked well there for Skyme. So a naked bootleg there by quarterback Brady Skyme. And he's brought down by Wingy at the 11-yard line. And a run of 7 there for Skyme. And another Freeze first down as well. And now they're at just inside the 12-yard line of the Storm. Trying to get themselves on the board here midway through this fourth quarter. First down and 10. They give to Sillenpah. Running right, bouncing it out. Sillenpah inside the 5, and he's in for the touchdown. Blake Sillenpah from 12 yards out, and the Freeze are on the board. Lots of running room there for Blake Sillenpah. Nice job by the Freeze offensive line. Here with 6:20 to go. It's the Storm 34 and the Freeze 6 here in Argyle. We'll see if the Freeze decide to go for 2 here or attempt an extra point. And it looks like
conversion attempt coming for the Freeze.
It might be a 2-point try here by the Freeze, the way they're lining up. And it is Easton Olsen taking the snap, running to the right and angling to the sideline. And Olsen spinning his way, but knocked down by Oberg, who makes the final stop. So Olsen takes the direct snap, and the Freeze are unable to convert on the 2-point conversion. But 6:20 to play. The Freeze are on the board. It's now the Storm 34 and the Freeze 6 from Argyle here on our Pizza Hut scoreboard on 94-1 The Falls. Back here at 94-1 The Falls online, trfradio.com. A 12-yard rushing touchdown for Blake Sillenpah. And now a squib kick here by Olsen, and it's picked up by Nicholas Wingy, and Wingy dives forward, diving across the 45 and up to the 46-yard line. And that is where the Storm will take over from their own 46. Off of the kick from Olsen. The Storm starting from their own 46. 6:14 to play in the ballgame. It is the Storm 34 and the Freeze 6 here in Argyle this afternoon. And Macy Rominski and his offense back out on the field there for the Storm with McGlynn and Clausen at running backs and Oberg at fullback. First and 10. Rominski fumbles a snap, picks it up now, dives forward, and ball comes loose again, but Clausen is able to get on it for the Storm. And that'll be a run of three on the carry.
That's Clausen.
And that'll bring up second down and seven now for the Storm at their own 49. Conditions like this, sometimes tough to hang on to that football. When you have conditions like we have here today, but at least for the most part, the snow has stopped falling for the past half hour or so. Second down and seven. And Rominski gives off to Oberg. Ball comes loose on the exchange, and the freeze come up with it on the turnover as Clegstead comes up with the recovery for the freeze. And the freeze will take it over now at the Storm 47-yard line following the fumble recovery by Clegstead.
Freeze will have it first and 10 at the 47.
So the freeze take over at the Storm 47, 5:30 left in the ballgame. First down and 10. Skyem under center gives off for Sillenpaugh, running to the right, crossing the 45, and plowing his way forward, brought down by Anderson along with Oberg. He's going to be brought down for a run of four on first down, Will Sillenpaugh. 36 yards on 12 carries now for Blake Sillenpaugh today. Second down and six now for the freeze at the Storm 43-yard line. Wodeszewski split out wide to the right. Bakke and Sillenpaugh behind Skyem, who's under center once again here. Second down and six. And he fakes the handoff. Another naked bootleg off to the left side. And Skyem with running room inside the 20, inside the 10 to the 5. Touchdown. Brady Skyem, a great play. As for the second time, runs that naked boot out to the far side. And he takes this one in from 43 yards out to make it 34-12. So the junior starting quarterback, Brady Skyem, 43-yard rushing touchdown. With 4:40 to go, makes it 34-12. And now it looks like the Freeze are going to maybe try for an extra point here this time, as Sillenpaugh will be the holder and Skyem will attempt the extra point for the Freeze. Snap is good, hold is good, kick on the way, it is up and it is good here for Skyem. 4:40 to go on our pizza scoreboard. It's the Storm 34 and the Freeze 13 here from Argyle. And Walker back at suing kickoff. Storm will fall on it here as Clausen and Ty Rogus will fall on it for the Storm at their own 30-yard line, and they'll take over there. 34-13 after the 43-yard rushing touchdown by quarterback Brady Skyem. He also knocked in the extra point for the Freeze. So the Freeze putting up 13 points here in this fourth quarter. And now the Storm third-string quarterback William McGlynn on here. He fumbles the snap. He'll pick it up, and he's brought down at the 25-yard line.
Back for the Storm,
or seven, see where they spot it here. So McGlynn, the new quarterback in for the Storm. And
he'll
be brought down for a 3-yard loss on the play after just fumbling the snap. So second down and 13. Shaleen brings him down for the Northern Freeze. 4:09 left and counting in this ballgame. Nonetheless, with only 10 players, Freeze putting up a good showing, especially in this fourth quarter. Just had a few days of practice here this week. Haven't played in 3 weeks. So, again, just a tough spot. But, nonetheless, playing hard today here in Argyle against the 5-0 Stephen Argyle Central Storm. Second down and 13. They give it this time to Oberg. Bouncing it outside. And he's brought down here by Olsen. Ball comes loose late. But forward progress was already stopped on the play. And so Oberg will get at least a yard back. If not two, he gets two on the carry, Will Oberg. Brings up third down and 11 now for the Storm. As the third string quarterback, sophomore William McGlynn, gets the play call from head coach Ethan Marcus. on this 3rd-and-11 play upcoming for the Storm. So again, upcoming for each team will be the first round of playoffs coming up next Tuesday, November 17th. As the coaches will do the seedings here, they'll have coaches' votes coming up here this weekend to determine the 8 seeds in Section 8. 3rd-and-11. They give this time again to Olberg, and he's wrapped up immediately once again. Nice play in the backfield. Making the stay is Mason Scholine on the stop for the freeze. A loss of 2 there for Olberg. Brings up 4th-and-13 now for the Storm with 2:35 to play in the ballgame. Storm 34, freeze 13. As we'll see if the Storm will decide to run one more offensive play here or just decide to punt it away. It looks like they'll line up to punt it away as Aiden Anderson on to do the punting now for Stephen Argyll Central. And Anderson fumbles the snap here. It was a little wide of him, and he'll be brought down on the play. Back at his own 15-yard line, Sillenpaugh was there along with Easton Olsen. And he'll be brought down at the 15.
Falls on the punter, Aiden Anderson.
So now the Freeze will have it at the Storm 15-yard line with a short field with exactly 2 minutes to play in regulation. So Skyme and the Freeze offense back up. Skyme under center, Buduszewski wide right. Easton Olsen now in the backfield, along with Bakke. As Sillenpaugh rotates to the offensive line. First down, they give it to Olsen, running to the right, and Olsen going to be brought down here on the play. And he'll be brought down by Juan Martinez. And Kasprovich in on the stop as well. Lennon Kasprovich for the Storm. And a 1 yard pickup for Easton Olsen.
Gain 1 on the play, 2nd-and-9 coming.
So 2nd-and-9 for the Freeze. Here's our post-game show. We'll come up here in just a few moments, breaking down this final regular season game for each of these two teams. Preview of the playoffs and also preview what's coming up tonight as well on our same stations here at Thief River Falls Sports Radio. 2nd-and-9 at the Storm 14. Skyme takes the snap, kind of a delayed play here, and a flag comes in. And miraculously enough, our first penalty of this ball game.
On the field.
And this will be a false start on the Freeze. Again, our first penalty of the game with 1:13 left in this fourth quarter. And that'll back the Freeze up back to the 19-yard line. Brings up 2nd-and-14. And Skyme back under center. He rolls to pass to the right side. Throws. It is incomplete. Intended for Morstead. As the ball drops incomplete out of bounds. Brings up 3rd-and-14. 3rd-and-14.